A colorblind live-in mechanic has had his life changed dramatically after finding some special filtered glasses. Bailey McPhee works at the AA Auto Centre in Levin and joins us now. Hi, Bailey.
G'day, how you going?
Good, thanks for your time today. I've been reading up a bit about your condition, but can you tell us what exactly is different about the way you see the world, according to your understanding?
And my interpretation of it is I'm lacking some sort of pigmentation in my eyes, or the way they process different colours and things, and then from that I don't see the world as everyone else does. I see it in ever so slightly different colours, and I know I'm not the only person out there that sees it like this.
When did you find out that you saw things a little differently?
Myself, I was probably about 12, 13 at school. We did some little dot diagrams. We had to read out what numbers we could see in all the different coloured dots, and I couldn't see a lot of the numbers, to put it simply. But my parents knew a lot earlier than I did when I was drawing orange grass instead of green grass in all my pictures growing up.
Wow. And has it affected your life much, or has it just, you know, been a little bit different?
Yeah, and there's a lot of ways to look at it. I know through my schooling years, in the end, I just stopped saying things. If people would ask me, oh, can I have a blue pen or a purple pen, I wouldn't know the difference. So I'd give them what I thought it was, and a lot of the time I'd get a funny comment back or a little bit of bullying per se, because people found it amusing that I couldn't see these things. But certainly the classes have improved that immensely. I'm really, really excited tonight to go to the local the pool bar and have a go at playing a game of pool and finally seeing all the different colours rather than playing my numbers.
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear about them. Just in terms of your sort of career and stuff, does it come up very often?
It does. A lot of the wiring and diagrams. So I've been in a few different businesses. I started off in Nissan in Auckland, and then Ford in Palmerston North, and then Levin and AA now here in Palmerston North as well. And I've had lots of different run-ins with colours, whether it's, you know, coolants and things that are greens and pinks and purples and blues versus wiring that are in a wide range of different colours. But I've learnt ways of how to manage that. I used to carry a little white FBOS card type card in my pocket, and I put that between each individual wire, and I found a yellow torch would work quite well to differentiate colours of fluids in a little test tube. That hasn't stopped me from being able to progress and do things well. It's just, it's hindered it per se, and made my time for doing jobs a little bit longer.
Yeah, but you've developed workarounds. So when did you hear that might be some glasses that could help you?
Back when I was doing my pre-trade training in Auckland at Unitech, one of the we all got given a discount for an AA membership, and with that came a free eye exam at Specsavers. So I went along and they had the eye exam. They said, oh, you have a form of colorblindness, but we can't tell you what it is. You need to go see a specialist. And I inquired then, but being a student and on, you know, student allowance and things, I didn't quite have the funds to pay a hefty appointment fee and whatnot to go down that path.
Yeah.
It was a bit out of my reach. And I've just progressed through my career with it like normal. And my apprentice here in Palmerston North at the AA Auto Centre saw a video a few weeks back, just before lockdown, and sent it through to me of a kid putting on some glasses and ended up blowing his mind. So I sat upstairs at home and did all the online tests, which are a range of, they're like discs sort of thing, or rings of colours that are all lots of different dots that have numbers or symbols and images in them. And you go through and you do 50 different ones, and then it comes up and it alters the test until it figures out specifically what type of colour blindness you have. And from that gave you the category of glasses to go for, because there are a few different variations of colour blindness. It's not just the greens and the greens and reds. There's also purples and lots of different ones. And I went down that path and I took the gamble and ordered a few pairs, and they arrived the first day of lockdown. They arrived in the post.
Right. Had you tried anything like that before at that stage?
I tried some, if you can imagine, the older 3D glasses for the movie theatres. I tried similar things to them, which were just a plain tint lens. But I didn't notice too much of a difference myself.
Right, it's a bit of a punt, to spend that much money on glasses not really knowing what effect they're going to have.
Yeah, well, they did a good, I think it was if it didn't work for you, it was a 30-day, you had a change period where you could return them if they were undamaged sort of thing to try it out. But there is a store in New Zealand, in Auckland, I think it's called Envision, if optometrist, and they specialise in it, but obviously me being down here, it was a little bit hard to go up there. So it was a bit of a gamble, but I spoke with my parents about it, and I had the funds. I sold a few vehicles and things, so I was in the good side. And
how much did they cost?
They were $1,400, but then I had to pay an import fee of $200 through customs because it was over $1,000.
Yeah.
But for the betterment of life, I don't mind spending that much. I'd spend it again for the same result.
Well, tell me what happened when you put them on.
So the first pair that arrived, because there's a different pair for indoors and outdoors, because there's different ambient light, and that affects how everyone's eyes process different colours. And the pair that I first received was the outdoor pair, so I put them on, and I just looked out the window, and we live in a rural area, so there's lots of plants and bushes and whatnot. Mum has a bit of a green thumb, so it's a pretty good garden. And right outside the kitchen window, with the sun directly on it, was a bright purple flower, which I had never actually seen as a standalone colour. I always thought that Cadbury chocolate was blue. So it was very, very, it stood out immensely in the green bushes. And then being able to differentiate between all the different greens was something new as well. I never knew that there were so many variations in depth of dark greens, light greens, and so forth.
Was there a sunset that night?
Yeah, there was. I didn't get to see it as you would imagine sitting across the horizon, but certainly seeing the different colours in the horizon was quite cool.
And since then, have you had any other wow moments wearing the glasses?
Funnily enough, the warehouse being bright red, the red that I've always seen is quite a dark or dull red in comparison, almost more of a brownie orange. So certainly putting on the glasses and seeing how bright that actually is. I believe the glasses for anyone would enhance colours in the specific realm of what the pigment is. For me, I believe it's along the lines of having a reduced amount of red pigmentation in my vision, so the glasses are quite a red tint. Anything that's orangey or green certainly is really, really, really ambient and bright, very, very vibrant.
Do you have a new favourite colour?
I quite like the colour purple, but I think I'll still stand by yellow, which has been my lifelong favourite colour, because I don't think that is affected by my colour blindness. I've always seen that true as it is. I do struggle when it's a very, very fluoro yellow to a very fluoro green. And I will argue to the end of days that my motorcycle is not fluoro green, it's fluoro yellow.
Cool. And so you say you're looking forward to a game of pool?
Yeah, very much so. I'm hoping to go out tonight and play a game with the boys. It's well worth it.
Any other sort of ways that life has changed now that you've got these glasses? I guess you will have noticed a difference at work too.
There's a huge difference at work. It's hard. There's a lot of things that we take for granted. So as simple as walking down, think about the lolly aisle at the supermarket, all the different colours of wrappers and things, all that sort of stuff is so much more vibrant to what I've ever known it as. Even traffic lights are a lot more brighter than I've ever seen them as. Sunsets and the colours in the sky. I haven't been clothing shopping yet, so that'll be something new. But certainly anything where there's lots of different colours, it's very, very vibrant in comparison.
You haven't opened up your wardrobe and thought to yourself, man, I've been wearing that.
No, but there has been plenty of arguments throughout my life with my mum and dad arguing over what colour T-shirt I've put on. I'll swear by it being one colour and it's not, it's something different.
Great. Hey, what a treat to talk to you. Thanks very much for sharing your story with us.
No worries.
Good to chat. And I guess the last question is, if there was someone listening who had the same sort of colour blindness as you, would you recommend these glasses?
I would highly recommend hopping on the website online. I believe it's called enchromia.com, and they have all the different tests, and there's a massive range of different types of glasses. Now, I believe they don't work for everyone, but I'd certainly recommend giving it a try if you're in a similar boat as me. I know it's been life-changing for the fact that I can confirm the colours I see without having to second-guess myself. And it certainly is a lot brighter world than what I've ever known. So I certainly would highly recommend it for anyone who believes they have a colour deficiency, or even those who don't, to have a nosy, because it's very, very interesting. There's lots and lots of videos online for different perceptions of how people perceive things with and without different colour deficiencies. I certainly would highly recommend anyone having a nosy. It's quite curious. Yeah.
Good man. Nice to chat to you. Thanks.
No worries.
That's Bailey McPhee, whose life has changed thanks to his new special filtered glasses. That sounds a bit like a infomercial, doesn't it? Well, we did not receive any money from the glass manufacturers for that interview. I just found it fascinating. I had to talk to the guy.